mics are on and nobody's home. Turn off the light. Turn off the fan.
Is it
on? No, I gotcha.
I can tell what number.
Then why did you walk over there and look like
because
a moron?
Because I assumed that you were telling me the truth. I didn't think that you were a bold-faced liar, Brad. I was giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Two words for Dylan. Moron.
Fans off. Welcome, everyone, to Sports Rocker Bottom Line Podcast. Oh, wait, that's wrong. Hey, everybody, it's take two, take 75. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the best gambling show on the internet. It's the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast, week 13 in the NFL. What kind of upsets are we going to see this week, boys?
Oh, I'm already upset. I'm already upset at somebody in this room, and they're going to hear about it.
Ooh.
Right at the beginning, because we have a new segment, folks.
Yep.
New segment as we welcome in Dead Air Dennis Dillon from Classic Rock 92.1. The Beer Man. Afternoons, you can hear him every afternoon.
Midday, whatever.
Midday,
hey,
afternoons, whatever. You just go to...
Oh, yeah, no, thanks for listening.
Well, I know what time you're on. I just didn't know how to phrase it. 10 to 2? Something
how,
like that?
How long have you been in red? 10 to 3.
10 to 3, I'm sorry. Well, that's when 2 to 3 is when somebody else is doing their show. So it's hard to kind of listen during those times.
Nobody listens.
Anyway, we have a new segment we're going to start with. That grinds my gears. Things that we're complaining about.
Who is this? Peter Griffin?
What are you doing over here?
I'm looking for a pen.
The show has already burnt.
It's come to a screeching halt.
You didn't have to call it out.
Do we learn anything from last week's games that kind of grinds your gears, kind of gets in your craw? Either one of you guys got anything on your mind here?
Lamar Jackson.
What about Lamar Jackson?
Let's talk about this little puss. What kind
of... MVP, former MVP of the league.
I don't care. Who gets chafed? Who gets burned in the kitchen that bad? Look, man, you lost the game, okay? You got beat by Trevor Lawrence. Take your lumps and move on. You got to start responding to the people who are trolling you on Twitter. Hilarious, and I enjoyed every moment of every aspect of that. The loss, the comeback, Trevor Lawrence, Lamar Jackson, the twerp on Twitter. Boom.
You know, that game going into the fourth quarter was 12-10, and I had the under in that game. Easy money. No, they ended up 28-27. Money gone.
Nuts.
So that does grind my gears. 18-15 fourth quarter. That's how you lose an under bet. What's on your mind? What's grinding your gears, Beer Man?
Oh, I don't know. Just the fact that apparently I'm no longer good at this.
Well, what happened?
Huh?
What do you mean you're no longer good at it?
I didn't think
you were good at the beginning.
So not only do we have the picks on the podcast, we also have the picks on ESPN.
Yes.
Typically, we do those a lot closer to game time with a little bit more education. I finally had the best week of the three of us. Could be the first time all season. I tally up the podcast picks. Are you ready for this? Beer Man finished 6-9-1 push. Brad Taylor.
Yes.
Finished 6-9-1 push.
Nice.
Dead Air Dennis, 11-4-1.
Good Lord.
I'm sorry, guys.
The holidays suck. They really do. I hate the holidays.
No,
it messes with your line of thinking. It messes with your confidence. I can't stand the holidays.
I was hoping that you would say that I ruined your holidays.
You've ruined a lot of other things, too, but you've ruined my holidays as well. By the way, now I get to vent my frustrations here. Monday Night Football. You remember that game, Beer Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember it pretty well, don't you? Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're texting. The three of us, we text back and forth about silliness and football games. Who we like? Who do you like? I said, well, I like the Steelers plus points. Winner. I like the over, 39.5. Seems like a low total. Let's go over. Winner. But I also added in a little prop culture. Little prop culture. Matt Ryan, over 20.5 completions, over 31.5 attempts. Well, hour and a half later, pick up the phone. Oh, I got a text from the Beer Man. Oh, what's he got to say? Oh, is he watching the game? Oh, this Matt Ryan. He's 0-4 in the middle of the second quarter.
0-7.
0-7 in the middle of the second quarter. Prop culture.
Then by that far, they were so down that he had to throw the ball.
But the fact that you gave up and basically threw in the towel and saying, I'm not the idiot here, Taylor. You are. And I'm the moron for following you down this foxhole.
No, you know what I did on that bet?
What'd you do?
I broke even because I didn't put anything down on it.
Well, you get what you deserve. And as they always say,
I'll take a break even.
the less you bet, the more
you
lose.
He did only complete 22, so it's not like he blew it out of the water.
Did he cash the ticket?
I didn't cash my ticket.
Did he cash the ticket to go over?
Did you cash the ticket?
Yes, I did.
Then what are you worried about?
I'm worried about the fact that you doubted me and put this text out there saying, oh, Matt Ryan, 0 for 4. Oh,
Let's talk men's basketball. You wanted Louisville plus 7 last night. How many did they lose by?
It was Louisville plus 12 and a half. But
my gosh, I got enough picks tonight to cover that one.
Yeah, you do.
But, I mean, here.
They lost I don't have enough money in my account.
Louisville lost by 120 and a half last night.
How are they 0-7 straight up and against the spread? How do you lose seven games against the spread? By the way, no, it said Matt Ryan now 0 for 4 halfway through the second quarter.
Oh, well, he did end up going
0 for 7. Yes, I just wanted to straighten that out now. So that's what grinds my gears, beer man.
Really?
Yes, because you doubted me, and I came in and told Dylan the next day.
Can we talk about things I love, like this conversation between you two? Just watching you two all bent out of shape.
And all ego, I'm doing is pointing at him.
Ego versus ego, mano a mano.
I follow Brad fairly often on his picks, but it's a guarantee if I don't follow him, he's 4-1, he's 5-0, he's unbelievable. When I do put real money down on some of his picks, 2-3, 2-4, I'm like, hey, I've got to quit following him just so Brad doesn't go broke.
You're immediately off the text machine line.
No. Don't take me off.
On behalf of 2/3 of this room, would you please stop putting money on him?
Yeah, no problem.
You're ruining it for all of us.
All right. I have now vented my frustrations out of the beer man. Bottom line, don't do that again. Okay? Just don't do it again.
You know what? I remember when I was on vacation and you all gave me all kinds of grief.
That's why I've never missed a show.
By the way, guys, last week Rabbit was 7-9 against the spread.
There was one push in there.
I think she had it because I think she sent me her picks early. I think it was Green Bay.
It was the Green Bay Philly game.
I think she had 7.5 on that one. So Rabbit's picks coming up at the end of tonight's show as well.
As we go now.
She's listening.
No, she's not. Nobody listens to this show. Let's get to the games. Unless you guys have more bones to push out here. Nothing? Let's go to the games. Thursday night football. Maybe one of my favorite games of the week. Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen. New England, sticking with Mac Jones. In New England, Patriots, 4-point underdog here at home. Total 43.5. We'll start you with Dennis.
Buffalo has endured epic storms. Detroit, times two. Airports, travel, several key members, players right now with the flu. No Von Miller, Josh Allen's arm injury. How much more can they withstand? They have dominated New England of late, but Mac has looked a little bit improved. They can't always suck in the red zone, can they? I'm taking New England in the points.
Time out on the field for you. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
What?
Did you just write that whole thing out, or did you are you reading that whole thing?
I type it, and then I archive it.
Okay.
Go back for reference.
It sounded like you were reading that.
I am reading it.
I know, but who wrote that? Mel Kiper?
I did.
Has he got a motor or something?
My God. You are really paranoid today.
Fear me. It's starting me off on a bad foot. Okay, pick the game.
I'm scared.
Turn the fan back on.
What happened to this guy?
It's a long vacation week, I'm telling you.
How much did you lose on Louisville last night?
One unit.
All right, here's my thought. Miami has a tough game this week. They're going up against the San Francisco 49ers. Buffalo is looking at that saying, we are a game behind Miami, a game and a half. This is kind of a must-win game for us. I think they step up. I'm going to take Buffalo in this one.
Love the Patriots here. I love their – if you look at their numbers, yards per play, stuff like that, they're undervalued. Now you're getting the 4 points. Buffalo 1-4, their last five against the spread. Patriots 6-2, their last eight against the spread. But we have that recency bias. We saw them both on Thanksgiving. We saw Buffalo pull that one out in Detroit. And we saw Minnesota basically kind of dominate the Patriots, to be honest with you. I like the Patriots at home getting 4. They haven't been a home dog this big in almost 20 years.
This line was 5 24 hours ago.
Yep.
It fell quickly to 4.5.
It was 3.5 earlier today.
Yeah.
It had gotten so low.
Get it while you can.
Little buyback. I'm taking the Patriots plus 4. That is a Mac Daddy Stogie.
Were you reading that?
That is a Mac line. Daddy Stogie.
Fries are up.
Yes.
Next game.
Next game. All right, Bear Man. Let's go to Soldier's Field. Soldier Field. But we don't know who started quarterback for either team. Speaking of grinding my gears, the Bears really pissed me off last week. That whole quarterback debacle. That just was insane in the memory. Don't know who started for the Packers either, officially. But the Packers, 4.5-point favorite at Chicago, total 43.5.
Do you want to know who's starting this week?
I would love to know.
Nathan Peterman. Do you know why he's starting this week?
They're throwing the game.
No, they just signed Detroit's practice squad quarterback, which means that they need another one because they've got two injured quarterbacks. But this is rivalry week. Much like Ohio State and Michigan, I refuse to discuss the Cheeseheads. For that reason and that reason alone, I'm taking Chicago. Do not follow me on that. There is no reason to do so whatsoever.
Insert joke here.
Trust me, I won't. there's too much information still outstanding in this one. So if that's true, though, Chicago's going to end up getting a lot more points. So if you like Green Bay, take them now. You know, I was just kind of hoping in this game that Chicago was going to send Aaron Rodgers off into retirement, not owning him. You know what I mean?
Do you think he's going to leave $50 million on the table next year?
Never.
No, I guess not. So
as
they
long
still
as
have,
he's getting that money, yeah, he's around.
So they still have time to reclaim their ass.
The only way Rodgers is retiring is if upper management says, hey, we will pay you $30 million, go away.
Yeah, I don't like Nathan Peterman. Give me Green Bay. I don't care. They're the better team top to bottom. Chicago has, you know, I thought this might be one last gasp for them, but no way.
I was too, except for the fact that
Green Bay minus however much, but get it.
We don't know who the quarterback is.
What do we all remember about Nathan Peterman? Oh, remember anything? What's the one thing that sticks out in our mind?
The five interceptions in one half?
The five interceptions in one half. That's why when he was announced last week, I'm like, 2.5 interceptions? Over. I'm taking the over in this one. Don't know who's starting at quarterback, but just on faith alone, I'm going to take the Bears, getting the 4.5. All this could change once we know who's starting and who's not playing or whatever. But as of this moment, I'll take the Bears at 4.5. But like you guys, this is not one that I'm putting the kids' college funds on. Let's go to the next game and let's make it a Dennis Dillon special. Cincinnati Bengals.
Ooh, already?
Yeah, do you want to wait?
Let's wait.
Okay, you want to wait. Okay. Yeah. I like to kind of give you the Bears. And then, okay, but okay, okay. Let's start. Let's go back to Minnesota then. Let's go to Kirk Cousins and the Vikings against Mike White, who's better at quarterback than either of Sam Darnold or Zach Wilson. Vikings only a 3-point favorite, total 44.5 here, Dylan.
7-4 versus 9-2. You know, we believe in the New York Jets defense. How much do we believe in Mike White? I think that's what it boils down to. Minnesota has some film on the kid now. And Minnesota survived primetime Captain Kirk Cousins, too. This should be fun to watch, especially because of Sauce Gardner and Justin Jefferson. That's going to be the most interesting thing to watch. Of course, whether Mike White survives or not, that's on the table. But, you know, Minnesota at home, historically solid. Not fully ready to believe in Mike White just yet, so I'm going to sacrifice 3 points. And a spoiler alert, I'm going to pick a few favorites this week. I'm normally against the favorites, but yeah, give me Minnesota minus the points.
My thought on this one, Minnesota has a little extra time since they played Thanksgiving Day. They're going against not a rookie quarterback, but an inexperienced quarterback. I think Minnesota wins this game, but I think they kick a field goal to win late, and I'm going to take the Jets plus the 3, playing the numbers on this one.
So you're going to play to push?
No, I think it's going to be a 1 or 2 point game.
Oh, okay.
I like the way you think for once, Beer Man. Give me the Jets, Mac Daddy Stogie. We like those road dogs with low totals. Kind of a low total here, under 45. The Vikings are a fraud. You can tell me all you want to about that game against the Patriots last week. They're still down at the bottom, yards per play margin. And the Jets are better with Mike White. I'm sorry. Maybe you're riding a little bit of an emotional kind of tidal wave here. No more Zach Wilson. Now we got our guy, the guy we know is the best quarterback. Give me the Jets here. And the Jets have played a much more difficult schedule, too. The Vikings have played a lot of easy cupcakes, backup quarterbacks. Give me the Jets here getting the 3. That's one of my Mac Daddy Stogies. Next game. The aforementioned Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are at home against Russell Wilson, everybody's favorite quarterback in the Denver Broncos. Baltimore, 8.5-point home favorite. Total 38.5, Beer Man.
So, yeah, Lamar had a little feud on Twitter, but I think Lamar is loved by that team. I think the rest of the team is going to step up and absolutely blow out Denver, who cannot seem to score at all, and the majority of that team doesn't give a you-know-what about Russell Wilson at this stage. I think he's lost the locker room completely. I'm stunned the coach hasn't been fired already in his first year, but I'm going to take Baltimore and take the 8.5.
Lamar versus Russell Wilson.
The people's quarterback. Everybody loves him.
Looking back on the season, how has Denver won three games? Think about it. I mean,
defense.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's the only answer, right?
Yeah.
They've beaten Houston, San Francisco, unbelievably enough, and Jacksonville, and all three of those wins came at home.
San Francisco with Trey Lance.
Yeah, with Trey Lance. Yeah. That's right. Week two or week three, I think it was. You know, I don't know how you're – I mean, we could – psychologically, I just want to, like, cut open little Russell Wilson and just count the rings and see what he's made of. Because how do you exist on this planet knowing how many – does anybody like him? I heard the other day his wife was placing a bet on Lamar Jackson in this game and betting against him.
Hey-o.
I don't know, man. It's just – see you, know, Lamar and Baltimore – you know, Baltimore celebrated Giving Tuesday early on Sunday by giving the Jacksonville that win, which I loved. I don't think there's any other way to go but Baltimore in this game.
Broncos 3-8 against the spread. They have failed to reach 17 points every game except two this year. While the Baltimore Ravens, they've been up double digits every game this year. Somehow they've lost a few, like they did last week, but they've been up in every game. I can't lay 9 points with anybody, but I'm certainly not going to take the Broncos here. I will take the Broncos getting the 8.5. This is not one that I will be rushing to the window to take. I can absolutely promise you that. A non-Mac Daddy Stogie pick, to say the least. Next game. Let's go to the ATL. Kenny Pickett and the Steelers. The Atlanta Falcons and Marcus Mariota. Game right now, a pick. Total 42, Dennis.
Pittsburgh proving they're more adept at moving the ball downfield. The offensive chemistry is growing. Kenny Pickett to George Pickens. In just enough doses, Benny Snell made the was seen on the field for several series this past Monday night. Tomlin won't let this team quit. He's a great motivator. Add to that, Atlanta is not good. The 19 passes that Marcus Mariota is going to end up throwing this weekend, about 60% of them are going to be junk, uncatchable. You know, I just when I watch Atlanta, it's just awful. I don't know how they've won whatever it is, 4 or 5 games this year either. I got to take Pittsburgh. The line looks fishy, but I got to take Pittsburgh.
So my thought by taking Pittsburgh last week was the fact that they're in a dome. They're going to play better in a dome. They're in a dome again. You got a young quarterback. I think they have a lot more speed than Atlanta does, and that bodes well for them. So, yeah, I'm taking Pittsburgh again this week. They're growing as a team. I mean, the quarterback, you know, he's young, he's learning, but he's getting better.
And look, they got the defense.
They've always got the defense.
That's unequivocal. That's not arguable.
We all saw the Steelers Monday night. You saw the game because you were talking about Matt Ryan going 0 for his first four.
No, I saw the stats as the game went along.
Okay. I was just bringing that to your attention once again.
Now I know how to get under his skin.
Oh, yeah, just doubt him. All you got to do is just doubt him.
I hate you both. I really hate you both right now. Oh, that tells you everything I need to know. My whole bag fell. Anyway, back to the game. I'm taking the Falcons here. We all saw the Steelers Monday night. We all have recency bias. Remember we talked about the Falcons being 6-0 against the spread at one time? Now they're 1-5 since then. Fade material. A little bit of a comeback, though. At home, short week for Pittsburgh. Falcons. Give me the Falcons in this one. A little home cooking in this one. Let's go to the next game. Here's a good one. Tennessee Titans. Ryan Tannehill. How do they recover from that Bengals game? Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Eagles 5.5-point favorites. Total 44.5, Beer Man.
Philadelphia's been one of those teams that for the longest time it didn't seem like the number was going to be big enough. That being said, Tennessee, for the most part, has an unbelievable defense. Last week you saw a pretty good offense without a couple of players in Cincinnati. No Ja'Marr Chase, no Joe Burrow, Joe Mixon. But I think Philly is probably a little more offensively potent, especially fully staffed, if that's what you want to call it. I'm going to take Philly in this one.
Look at the PFF numbers on that Tennessee secondary and their defense. It's ridiculous. How they're not better than what they are is sometimes a question. Tennessee bounces back this week. I may even take them to win this game. Philadelphia now without their standout safety, Chauncey Gardner-Smith? Is that his? Whatever his last name is. Philadelphia hasn't blown anybody out lately. In fact, they've looked pretty bad, and they should have been beaten by Indianapolis. Give me Tennessee.
Like the way you think on this one, Dylan. I'm taking one of my favorite bets of the week. I'm taking the Titans as well. Eagles, yeah, they're 10-1. They played the second softest schedule in the whole league. Tennessee, Cincinnati's playing good football too right now. So, you know, those were two good teams playing last week. I just don't think that Philly can run up a touchdown margin in this one. I'm not exactly saying, like Dylan is, that Tennessee is going to win the game, but I think it's going to be closer than a touchdown. Give me the Titans here in Philly. The next game, let's go to Detroit. Jared Goff and Trevor Lawrence, what a matchup. Jaguars, 1.5 road favorites, big total 51.5, Dennis.
Not sure I agree with that. Trevor Lawrence, welcome to the NFL. That was a beautiful, I mentioned this earlier, but what a beautiful ending to that game against the Ravens, especially if you're a Bengals fan and you had just they had just switched over the broadcast feed and you got to see the Bengals win on in victory formation. And then a few minutes later, watch the Trevor Lawrence game-winning drive at the end of the game. Two teams that are both 4-7. Travis Etienne is probably going to be out again. Jacksonville, inconsistent. They have a better defense. There's no question about that. But Detroit plays hard. I love their coach. They'll be coached up for this one. Jacksonville, I think, will be a little deflated after the big win last Sunday. Give me Detroit.
Detroit, throughout the year, they've definitely played significantly better at home. I mean, they gave Philadelphia all that they could handle. I don't know what the difference is there. Jacksonville has an unbelievable offense. Their defense can't quite hold, but I'm going to take Detroit at home.
A lot of early money in this one came in on the Jaguars. I'm not really sure why, but you know what? I'm with you. I think I'm going to take Detroit at home, getting the 1.5. We've seen the Lions have covered 4 in a row here. Jaguars have not covered or won in their last three games. Straight up 0-3.
They covered last week. They covered last week.
As a favorite, I'm sorry.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm reading my little note wrong here. As a favorite this year, they're 0-3 this year against spread out straight up. Lions covered 4 in a row, make it 5. They're going to cover this one. Let's go to the next game. New York Giants and the Washington Commodes. Taylor Heinicke, a monster, cashing tickets to the desert right now. Daniel Jones, Washington, a 2.5-point road favorite at the Giants. Do my eyes deceive me? Total 40.5, beer man.
So the absolute opposite is the Giants from the Detroit Lions. Lions play great at home. Giants play significantly better on the road. I like Washington's defense quite a bit in this game, but you're giving me points and the Giants. I'm going to take the Giants, but I don't know necessarily if they win. I just think they cover.
Washington's won their last three. The Giants have lost their last two. These two teams face each other again in 2 weeks. And the Commodes, they have a bye week next week. The Giants still have to play Philadelphia twice. Not that that means anything, apropos of nothing. But I think it's time to get off the Taylor Heineken train right now.
I like the Heineken.
I think it's a good time to get off the train. I do. I think that the Giants are due for a win. This is how the NFL plays. I think Daboll gets them back on track and gets them back in a much needed win in this in the competitive division that they are in. I don't know the latest on Chase Young. Brad, you might be able to provide something on that. Saquon's going to prove himself the superior back in this game. Daniel Jones makes fewer mistakes. The Giants win it outright.
It looks like Chase Young will play this week, but he's limited in practice today, was the update. So do we really know on a Wednesday evening? Probably not. But I will say this, you mentioned it, Dennis, bye week. Washington, this is their 13th straight game now. They have not had a bye week yet. They're one of the last teams that's going to have one. It might be time to catch up with them, and if you're going to give me a home dog in division like the Giants, and they're not a bad team, they're still hustling. Yeah, I'm going to take the Giants here. Give me the 2.5. I think you might. This line might drop. The signals are the line might drop by game time. I'm going to take the Giants getting the 2.5 at home here. Next game, Houston Texans and the Cleveland Browns. How ironic is it that Deshaun Watson comes back
totally
against
planned.
His former team? It's almost as if they planned it this way.
Totally planned.
You think?
Absolutely. Kyle Allen will be starting for Houston, and he looked awful last week.
Yeah.
Browns, 7-point favorite. A little bit of juice. This line might be going up soon. 47 total, Dennis.
Here we go. Yeah, two ways to look at this one, and the way most people are going to look at it, I think, is through the lens of Deshaun Watson being the great quarterback that he was, beating his former team. It's easy, right? I mean, that's the road you take because, oh, this is going to be great. He's back after suspension. He's going to be with the Cleveland Browns, a better offense, and they got a better defense, and Houston's terrible. Deshaun Watson's going to beat his former team. I mean, what does Houston have to play for this season? Home game, home dog, 7 points, line not moving, and you can guarantee Houston has had this game circled the entire season. But who would bet on the atrocious Texans? My bet, Super Bowl. Houston Texans Super Bowl here. Cleveland 1-4 on the road. Houston still looking for their first win at home. Houston Super Bowl, I'm calling it. Circle gets the square.
Pretty much exactly what he said. If you don't think that everybody...
Please don't repeat what he just said.
If you don't think that everybody on Houston's team is feeling slighted by Deshaun Watson, that they are ready to lay their hands all over him,
much
if you
like
will.
He laid his hands all
yeah.
over
him. Not only that, Deshaun Watson has not really played meaningful football in 2 years.
700 days.
So, yeah, I'm going to take Houston. This may be a game where you take Houston to win straight up.
Boom.
Houston's worst team in the league, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to say that. And when you said circle gets the square, was that Jim J. Bullock for the block? That's what I would like to know.
Indeed.
Yes, I've heard that's how you like to see Jim J. Bullock. In the block. But anyway, I'm sorry, you guys. Some of my jokes just go over your head because, well, let's just face it, you don't know prop or pop culture the way that some of us do. That's neither here nor there.
That was good. I thought he was just going to say it's because you're short.
Yeah.
What? You are, Dylan. I'm sorry. We're all saying things here.
Piling on.
Yes, exactly.
Flag thrown on the play.
15 yards. Okay. Sean Watson back. Houston, worst team in the league, but they're slighted. Just like if somebody texts you in the middle of a football game saying, you don't know what you're doing. Houston feels just as slighted as I did on Monday night. Give me the Texans. Give me the Texans, the contrarian dog with the inflated line. We're going to see this go up to 7.5. So if you're looking to take the Texans, hold your water. It's going to go up. Give me the Texans getting the points. Hey, Mac Daddy Stogie, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the 4 o'clock games now. Seattle Seahawks. And the Los Angeles Rams. Don't know who's going to play quarterback for the Rams now. Honestly, we probably don't care who's going to play quarterback for the Rams now. Geno Smith for Seattle. 7.5 is the line for Seattle. Who saw that before the season? 41 total.
It's a weird thing to see. Last week, I thought the Rams were going to at least show a little something. But once again, they came out incredibly flat. They have the worst hangover after a Super Bowl that...
Ever.
Yeah, ever. It's unbelievable. I don't think they care at this stage. And you think that maybe they're just thinking, oh, we'll get a better pick. They don't have a first-round pick. So they're just kind of dead in the water. Seattle, on the other hand, they got a lot of momentum behind them. I think they lost last week late, but... You know, they're still fired up and ready to go. It's a lot of points to lay, but I just don't think the Rams care.
Is Sean McVay on the IR? Did you see that hit he took?
Broke his jaw.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Did he break the jaw?
I think he did. Didn't he?
I God, I mean, the hits just keep coming, literally. Matt Stafford, Aaron Donald, nobody knows. Seattle's going to win this game. But the Rams, you know, they could show up at home. They could supply the backdoor cover. I think I'm going to take the Rams in this one to cover, but Seattle wins.
Who's calling the plays for the Rams this year? Anybody know? Do you remember last year there was a man named Liam Cohen who was calling the plays for the Kentucky Wildcats?
Is he the lead singer of Oasis?
No. That's that other guy.
That's Leonard Cohen.
That's
no, he's saying Hallelujah.
Or you're talking about anything? Leonard Nimoy, who was Spock. What? Anyway, I don't know who we're talking about now. Anyway, since you people threw me off, Liam Cohen was the offensive coordinator for Kentucky last year. Now he's the offensive coordinator for the Rams.
Well, that makes sense.
Wow. Boy, how do you get a team going from the Super Bowl to the worst team, the worst defending Super Bowl champion in history? Go get Kentucky's offensive coordinator. That's what history tells you to do.
Scangarelli's there now?
Well, he's probably...
Next year.
He's probably picking up the jock straps out there as we speak. Having said that, I'm taking the Rams, getting the 7.5. I can't lay more than 7.5. I'm sorry. It's just against my religion. Seattle's better. And the Rams are the worst defending Super Bowl champ ever. I'm going to take them in the points. It makes no sense. Let's go to the next game. Miami Dolphins, San Francisco 49ers. Jimmy G, a 4-point home favorite against Tua. Total, 46.5. I don't know. I think it is Dennis.
Ooh, boy. You know, Miami's offense firing. San Francisco's defense crushing. Who wins? Garoppolo's game is reserved. You know, he doesn't need to go downfield hard and fast. You know, it's a little more methodical on that side of the ball for them. Tua's a little bit of an outlaw, and you know, honestly and humbly, Tua's turned out to be a better quarterback at least this year than I thought he was going to be. You know, both these guys are susceptible to injury, and that could happen at any time. But you know, Tua's got all these options at, you know, the run and the pass and and he's running around in the backfield trying to find somebody down the schoolyard to throw the ball to, and he's got Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. I just find it hard to give up. I mean, it's hard to take San Francisco giving up 4 points, so give me Miami.
I'm going the other direction. Miami has got this incredibly potent offense. I know Tyreek Hill is at least listed as questionable for this week, but San Francisco could be the best team in the league, or at least in the NFC, defensively for sure. Plus, they're playing at home. Those two reasons right there, I think they're able to shut down Miami. Tua is going to be a little bit exposed. I mean, he's accurate, but he hasn't. I don't think he's faced a defense like this all year. So I'm going to take the Niners.
I'm with you, Beer Man.
Woo!
This is I like this one a lot. These are two good teams. Miami's won 5 in a row. Niners won 4 in a row. Niners might be the best team in the league right now at this moment. Even with Jimmy G, they might be the best team in the league. Student versus pupil. Shanahan versus McDaniel. And the teacher will teach the pupil in this one. Give us Shanahan. Give me the 49ers. For my money right now, a great pick to win the NFC. Maybe not the Super Bowl. I love them to win the NFC right now, to go to Philadelphia and knock them off in a championship game kind of format there.
What's great about this game, though, is that there's a trade pathway between these two teams. If you notice, like, Raheem Mostert has gone to the Dolphins from San Francisco. And who's the other guy? There's another guy, too.
Mostert's out for this week, though.
Yeah.
But I forgot.
But there's been a lot of communication, open communication between these two teams. And I just find that pretty interesting.
Well, that's because Shanahan and McDaniel are they're friends.
Boys.
And yes,
yeah.
Exactly. It's a good thing they're in opposite conferences. I'm sure that wasn't a plan. But let's go to the next game. Chargers and the Raiders. Justin Herbert, 1.5 favorite over Derek Carr in the desert. 50.5 total, Beer Man.
Chargers 1.5 favorite.
Yes.
This is one of those games where I like the way that the Raiders played last week. They finally showed some cojones. Chargers, it's all going to depend on how healthy they are. I do feel like they're getting healthier. Justin Herbert's got to make the playoffs this year. He's too good to miss. Vegas not you know, I don't know if they're mathematically eliminated, but they're getting closer. I'm going to take the Chargers. Don't feel great about it.
Justin Herbert having a down year, and a lot of that's because of, you know, his receivers obviously haven't been on the field. Chargers defense needs to be recharged. That run defense is bad, and if you saw what Josh Jacobs did to they play last week, Seattle. I mean, Jace. This is, again, another one of those games that's really hard to pick this week. There's four or five that are tough. I'm going to stay, and I don't usually do this, but I'm going to stay with a hot hand and predict that Las Vegas continues to show up and gets the W at home.
I'm with you. I'm taking the Raiders here. I think the home the Raiders won't quit. You can talk about how bad they're coached and, you know, lackadaisical quarterback. They're not going to quit. I can promise you that. And the Chargers, this is the exact game that they kind of take one in the you-know-what in the division. I will take the Chargers here. They're the better team right now. Yards per play and all that stuff. And now I'm getting as a home dog. Yeah, I'll take it.
Wait, you're taking the Chargers or you're taking the Raiders?
Raiders.
Okay, you said Chargers right
there. I'm sorry. I'm taking the Raiders. Getting the point to have at home. All right, let's get to it, Dylan. Cincinnati Bengals. Ugh. Joe Burrow. Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. We've seen this line. It was 2.5 yesterday. Now we sit at 2. Total, 52.5. 2 double revenge from last year, Dennis.
Yeah. Can the Bengals make it 0-3? I feel like the bettors, at least those in the know, are saying there's no way the Bengals beat the Chiefs 3 in a row. I don't know if that's enough to make the line 2.5 points or not. But after an 0-2 start, the Bengals are now 7-4. And, I mean, you know, how many games have they played on the road this season? I think this is going to be their fifth home game. They've only played 4 games at home, and they have proven to be a better team at home when they play there. You know, I've stressed about the loss of Awuzie at cornerback, but the rookie replacement, talked about him last week, Cam Britt Taylor, he's the guy that stripped the ball out of Derrick Henry's hand at the 5-yard line, the ball that went into the end zone. If Jesse Bates could have dived on it, that would have saved the Bengals 7 points right there, but he couldn't do it. But nonetheless, this kid, this rookie, Cam Britt Taylor, has been kind of fun to watch. Jermaine Pratt is like an unsung hero on that defense, which almost weekly refuses to give up a second-half touchdown. I want to take Kansas City and play against my heart, but I can't. I'm taking the Bengals.
The amount of close games that Kansas City's been in this year is kind of incredible. Some of them, they had no business being close. Cincinnati, they're getting Ja'Marr Chase back. They're getting Mixon back.
Mixon is back, I believe.
So there you go. Joe Burrow certainly has a swagger, especially when it comes to playing teams that – would be considered better than his Cincinnati Bengals.
Fearless.
I'm kind of with you on this one. I like the Bengals again. I think they're one of the few teams in the league that is not afraid of Kansas City.
And they're home.
They
have the better kicker.
If this was in Arrowhead, I would probably take Kansas City. The fact that it's in Cincinnati, I'm going with the Bengals on this one.
So both of you guys take the Bengals here.
Yep.
This is a very difficult game to handicap. Mm-hmm. It's a great teaser game. You want to tease this up through the 7 and through the 8, and through the 7, excuse me, to get the 8. I don't blame you at all. I want to take the Chiefs here based on they're the best team in the league, first of all, right now in the AFC, and double revenge from last year. That's what I'm going on. I'm taking Kansas City to kind of exact some revenge.
So you're supporting my theory that bettors that are in the know say that Kansas City can't lose 3 in a row.
Absolutely, so, yeah. That's part of what I'm doing, and the Kansas City's the best team in the league, and Cincinnati's covered 8 out of their last 9 games, and those runs don't keep going forever. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of the time. Let's go with Kansas City.
But here's the thing: where Cincinnati was awful, let's be honest, for a long time, I still don't feel like they get the respect they deserve, kind of the opposite of Dallas. I think they're overvalued. I think Cincinnati continues to be undervalued.
That's a very good point. I would agree with that wholeheartedly. That's a very good point.
This is also a must-win for the Bengals in a lot of ways to stay up with the Baltimore Ravens, who will no doubt win this week. And the Bengals' schedule is ridiculous.
That's a good point. You look at these teams right now, and if you look at this, they're both 7-4, Ravens and Bengals, but the Ravens – -280 to win the division, Bengals +220 to win the division. Mm-hmm. It's because of that schedule. The Ravens have nothing down the stretch. And, like, they get Denver this week, while the Bengals have a really big-time schedule.
The Bengals have Tampa Bay, Buffalo, Baltimore, and New England.
Yeah, they have a much – that's why the desert says Baltimore is a heavy favorite in this division, mainly because of schedule, the only because of schedule going down the stretch. Let's go to Sunday Night Football. The – who is playing? Indianapolis Colts. And my man, Matt Ryan, Mr. Completion and Attempts, against the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott. Colts, an 11-point underdog. Total 43.5, Beerman.
Double digits is all I need to know.
In the last 20 years.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what? Colts got a good defense, and they're not going to lose by more than 11. I don't think they win, but, yeah, it's going to be not double digits. Give me the Colts.
Both defenses are good. And Indy has showed a spark with Jeff Saturday. I don't know, man. Again, a tough game to call against the spread. Matt Ryan might not survive the game with Micah Parsons breathing down his neck. I mean, the stone-faced statue back there with his arm reared back like he's going to throw the ball but never does. I mean, God, it's hard. And also because Indianapolis had their moment under the lights Monday night against Pittsburgh, with a much better chance of winning, and we saw what they did there. You know, they didn't play horrible, but they certainly didn't look good, and the time management was bad. I just feel like Sunday night's going to be even worse for them. God, give me Dallas.
Oh, Dallas.
I'm going against you, boys.
I don't know how you can already assume who I'm going to take in this game. Let me see who's playing this year. Dallas, Indianapolis, the Lions 11. I think after heavy debate and handicapping, I'm taking the Indianapolis Colts based on the fact they're getting 11 points. And that's it. No more, no less. The Colts getting 11. We like double-digit dogs, especially on Sunday night. I don't need to say anything else. Monday Night Football. Andy Dalton against Tom Brady. Two Hall of Famers. Saints, a 4.5-point road dog in Tampa, total 40.5. Dennis.
Tampa Bay can't beat anybody more than 3 points. I don't care who it is. Tom Brady haven't gelled this season very well. He's got a new favorite. His name is Chris Godwin. That's his name. Marshawn Lattimore for the Saints. If he plays, I believe he's going to. He'll have his work cut out for him. But you know, the New Orleans defense has shown a little bit of interest lately. They've been involved. They've been interested, and they're showing up on the field. Jameis Winston will be an interesting look-see here if he actually ends up starting this game rather than Andy Dalton, because there is some talk about that happening. I'm taking New Orleans in the points.
So New Orleans scored 0 last week, and yet every single time they play Tampa Bay, it is like they show up like there's no tomorrow. I think they do it again. Dalton, if I'm not mistaken, once upon a time was a Pro Bowl quarterback. He's not as bad as he showed last week. I don't know who wins, but you're giving me 4.5. I'll take the Saints also.
I don't like this game at all either. Tampa, last 9 games against the spread, 1-7-1. Saints still haven't had a bye week yet, so this is their 13th week in a row playing. You have to wonder what this team would be if Andy Dalton wasn't the quarterback. If they had a mediocre quarterback, what this team might be. They probably beat the Bengals. They probably won in a couple other games along the way. I'm going to take Tampa. I'm going to lay the points in Tampa on this Monday night game, and I hate to do so, but I think Tampa's the better team here, and I'm just done with the Saints, to be quite honest with you.
What's amazing, though, is I think there was one game this year where Taysom Hill was behind center, you know, a handful of times, and he went off for like 4 touchdowns. He's getting 2 or 3 touches a game.
You have him on your fantasy
team. No, but that's why I know this.
Your Honor,
but no,
I'd
my
like
point
to strike
is,
the record.
My point is, he's only getting 2 or 3 touches per game. Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, they got a new coach, and he's not proven to be a very good coach.
Well, even Sean Payton, he does a weekly interview that I get to hear. He says, I would have Taysom play a lot more than he is.
Sure. Taysom Hill, do we know how much he's making? I think he signed like a $31 million contract.
He's making more than you would think he should, but – to not touch the ball.
Well, right here it says he'll make $9.9 million next year. So if they keep him around, Good Lord. Wow. That's I don't understand why you don't use this guy if you're paying him all this money. He signed a two-year, $16.3 million deal going into 2021. So there you go.
Well, that offense is dead. Like I say, and I think Andy Dalton is mediocre, but that's not going to cut it in the NFL. You said if he was mediocre. I think he is. I think he's the picture of mediocrity.
He was mediocre. When he was with the Bengals, he was okay.
He was better with the Bengals.
Yeah,
he was.
Weapons. But now he's at an age and a team that he is not the same quarterback.
Well, the team as a whole, New Orleans as a whole, I mean, inconsistent. And, you know, even the defenses look bad this year, and they shouldn't look bad.
They still have the wrong coach. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're looking for a new coach next year. Although the rumor is that Sean Payton is coming back to the league. Would it behoove them to go after Payton again?
Behove or behoove?
Behoove?
Behoove.
Hmm. My hoof needs bead.
New segment here on the show. Dead Air Dennis's Dead Money Parlays. Oh. Do you have a parlay for us?
I do. I scratched one out here for you.
Of course he does, ladies and gentlemen. Now he's going to tell us this one before the games take place instead of after the game.
The Giants are getting how many points?
The Giants are getting 2.5.
Baltimore is giving up how many?
8.5.
Pittsburgh's getting what?
Their pick.
Okay. And Dallas is giving up?
11.
Oof. Okay. We're going to tease the Giants up to...
Oh, it's a teaser. I thought it was a parlay. Okay,
oh,
it's a
I thought
no, he usually plays teasers.
Okay, well, it's a teaser. Dead Money, Dead Air Dennis, Dead Money teaser and parlay. Okay.
We're going to buy 6.5 points. God, you guys are awful. We're going to buy 6.5 points, okay?
No, sir, you are off.
We're going to take the Giants up to 9 points. We're going to get Baltimore plus a half. And we're going to have Pittsburgh with plus 9 and Dallas minus 2. Boom.
Easy money, ladies and gentlemen. Pop. That is your Dead Air Dennis Dead Money teaser of the week. And now it's time for another new segment, the Beer Man 40. Who needs a six-pack when you can just pour out 140? Mm. One big play of the week for the Beer Man himself.
So here's the problem. I, for whatever reason, every single week I'm sitting here thinking, this is my no miss. I put it in way too many parlays, and it's usually the game that kills me every single time. That being said, my favorite bet of the week, I'm taking the Houston Texans.
Houston Texans. That's not a bad choice. I actually like that one.
I like that one too.
So there you go. Houston Texans, folks. That is the Beer Man Pour Out the 40 pick of the week. Pour out the 40 for all the...
I'm thirsty.
And in case you're wondering, bottom line, best bets of the week. Thursday night, take the Patriots, the points. Take the Jets and the points against the Vikings. And yes, you guessed it, folks. Take those Colts and that 11 points on Sunday night. I don't care who's coaching. They're going to cover that double-digit line because in the last 20 years, that's what happens.
That's what we should call your segment, in the last 20 years.
Well, there's not a double-digit dog every week, so you know,
it doesn't matter.
Okay, go ahead.
Rabbit's picks. The Bills, the Falcons, the Packers, the Lions, the Vikings, the Giants, the Eagles, the Ravens, the Texans, the Rams, the 49ers, the Chiefs, Chargers, and Colts on the road, and the Buccaneers at home.
That's where Dennis
gets. Did you get those all written down?
No, I did not.
Well, that's
very rude. You can replay the podcast if you didn't get those all at once.
That's very rude of your beer, man. It's like you don't even – Rabbit doesn't even count.
He read really fast.
Rabbit's doing better than Beer Man in the last 3 weeks.
Are you going to take that? Are you going to send out text to him in the middle of the game saying you can't believe the picks?
Yes, I am.
Love you, buddies.
All right, folks. That is the end of this great podcast. We thank you all so much for listening. The Beer Man, I am sorry. We're just playing radio here. I am sorry for my anger and vitriol towards you today.
Oh, you're going to get more this weekend. he's put down about 10 to 12 games tonight. I'm going to let him know every single one that he loses.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If I go 9-3, I won't hear a word tomorrow.
No, I won't
hear a word. If I go 5-7, oh, you're such a moron. Okay.
Dare you doubt.
End this thing. We got to get out of here.
For the week 13 in the NFL, hooray! For Classic Rock 92.1, Dead Air Dennis and Beer Man, for ESPN 1300 Radio, Brad Taylor. This has been the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast for week 13.
We thank you all so much for listening, even you, the Beer Man.
Oh,
I hope we can shake hands and come out as friends after the show. So until the next time, as always,
suck it, Stivers.
Suck on this, Stivers. I got your text in the middle of the night right here. You up? May the winners be yours.